join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, coming off RJ's Open Road last segment, a great place to road trip is the focus of this segment. Robert, Mary, back with you again, everyone. And we're about to take you to Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, and the Great Smoky Mountains for Destination Spotlight number 69 in our ongoing series. That's a place located in the 16th state in our nation. It was admitted to the Union in 1796, and it's known as the Volunteer State. But first, a quick message about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Well, Christmas is in less than 2 weeks, and if you want to give that special gift to that special someone in your life this holiday season, since we're all looking forward to a new year of travel, we suggest giving Travel Pro Luggage. Robert and I travel with their Platinum Elite Collection. Rudy likes the Max Light series. And one of the most important items to help ensure a successful trip is definitely quality luggage.
It certainly is, Mary. Folks, we've been traveling with this luggage now for over 20 years. Travel Pro Luggage is the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers, and they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. Right now, they're offering their family and friends special at TravelPro.com. It provides you 20% off site-wide on everything they offer, plus free shipping. You'll also find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right, Robert, since I can see that Leon Downey, Pigeon Forge Tourism's executive director, is patiently waiting for us on that show hotline, let's get right to him.
Yes, let's, Mary. Leon, Merry Christmas. Mary and I welcome you to RM World Travel for today's Destination Spotlight.
Well, thank you very much. I look forward to speaking with your listeners, and Merry Christmas to each of you.
Well, thank you very much for that. So listen, we have a member of our team who has talked up Pigeon Forge and vacationed there since he joined us back in 2002. My brother frequently visits, and our travel producer was just there this summer, and she spent Thanksgiving, frankly, nearby. So, you know, you're located between Knoxville, it's about 45 minutes to your northwest. Gatlinburg is just to your south. You've got the Great Smoky Mountains that are America's most visited national park, and of course, Dollywood. So you truly are blessed with an abundance of riches in your area, aren't you, Leon?
We're very fortunate, and we're within a day's drive of two-thirds of the U.S. population east of the Mississippi River, so we're a very easy destination to get to, and because of that, a lot of families come here to visit every year. So we're grateful for our location, having the Smokies in our backyard, and having the most ticketed attraction in the state of Tennessee here in the city of Pigeon Forge.
Yeah, there is nothing like those Smoky Mountains. For anyone who hasn't done the drive down I-81 through Virginia into Tennessee, as you enjoy the Blue Ridge and those great Smoky Mountains, I was 12 the first time I did it. I've done it 3 times since, and truly one of the more beautiful rides, I think,
is.
In our country. The coronavirus has certainly made the outdoors and national parks extremely popular this year, Leon. I know Great Smoky Mountain National Park had a busy summer. Like to know how it impacted your area and anything you want to share with our listeners about the Winterfest celebration?
Sure. We, of course, were stunned with a really slow March and April, but we started picking up really about the 4th of July. And we've had a very busy season through Thanksgiving. Our numbers are back, actually surpassed in August, September, and October. Our revenue figures, the tourism revenue figures, are surpassed last year, which was a record year. So we've had a lot of people in town, I think, for the very reasons you've talked about, because of the national park, because of a lot of outdoor activities such as Dollywood and things of that nature. So we've been very busy and very blessed to see as much traffic and as many visitors.
You know, I want to build up on that for a second, because I do want to touch on the Winterfest celebration. But when you mentioned Dollywood, you know, in many ways, I've often suggested that Pigeon Forge and the surrounding area, it's really the Las Vegas antithesis, if you will. And what I really mean by that is you've got so much to do. I mean, if someone coming to your area, Leon, gets bored, there's something wrong with them, and you're all family friendly. So tell us again, a little Winterfest, but also how's Dollywood managing through the pandemic?
Well, actually, they've made 700 operational changes to reopen in their business plan starting in June, and they're having to, of course, limit the park. On a normal day, they'll have 18,000 to 20,000 people, but they're right now limiting the park attendance each day to 12,000 people to be on the park at one time. And that sounds like a large number, but the park is 150 acres, so plenty of room for people to walk out and be out and by themselves. They're having everybody takes their temperature. They walk into the park, and of course, they're requiring masks. So it's most people that I've heard anything from that have been there say that they feel safe. All their shows are outdoors. I was very impressed with the changes they made to reopen safely when they went through their operation.
That's good news indeed.
Yeah, okay. And for anyone who's going there right now or this time of the year, I know you have the big annual Winterfest with all the holiday light displays, and I believe you also have a virtual Santa program going on. People can just go to mypigeonforge.com. If you can't make it to Pigeon Forge for December, you can certainly partake
keep
in
it going.
Some virtual Santa.
Well, all right. So, Leon, two things we're going to ask you to end this with. I want to really know, you know, what you think makes it a special location for visitors who are going to come and visit. And also, the last question that we like to ask everybody who joins us on the Destination Spotlight, give us something surprising or maybe an interesting fact about the area that you think is going to entice people to want to come visit.
Sure. We do a lot of visitor research because it doesn't really matter what I and our staff think. It's what our guests think. And the thing they tell us they like most is the scenic beauty of the area, just like Mary alluded to, and the variety of attractions that we have here. And the thing that I think is unique about Pigeon Forge, it's a tiny city. There's only 6,238 permanent residents, yet we offer our guests more than 80 different attractions, more than 90 restaurants, most of them which are locally owned, ample opportunity to shop, and almost 15,000 lodging units in our city.
That is some interesting.
Number one industry.
Interesting information. Leon, thank you very much. Really appreciate that. Folks, if you want to learn more, mypigeonforge.com is going to get you all the information. As we started the interview, I will end it. Merry Christmas, Leon.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you, Robert and Mary. We appreciate the opportunity.
Thank you. Take care.
Well, that is number 69 in the series, folks. You can find all the places that we've covered on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. I can see the clock. We are moving quickly towards 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's it for hour one of the program this week. We still have a whole nother new hour straight ahead. After these messages, we'll all be back with you for hour two as we keep on talking everything and anything in the world of travel.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.